Richard Wright just stepped into the studio with all the agriculture news. Good morning to you.
Those
involved with rural development, Richard, I suppose, are much more positive about the future, given that a deal has been reached by the executive on the budget. And Stormont was the venue this week for an event to mark the success of part of the current programme.
Yes, I think right through the industry there's a much more relaxed atmosphere now that the deal has been done in implementing the new CAP. Obviously, farmers know where the future is. We talked about environmental groups yesterday, and certainly those involved in rural development have a lot more certainty now that there will be funding for their plans in the future. The area that was being celebrated at Stormont this week were so-called leader activities, groups in rural communities that develop plans to improve economic and social conditions in the areas where they implement what Brussels views as a core element of the rural development programme. Theresa Canavan is Chief Executive of the Rural Development Council, which helps these groups work together to share ideas.
These local action groups work right across rural Northern Ireland, and together they administer some £83 million in funding to projects. And these projects support initiatives such as farm diversification, business development, village renewal, services, tourism and local heritage. And I suppose today was really about marking the successes to date. Some 1,840 projects have been funded.
Well, the track record of the present programme is that funding needed to be rationed because there wasn't enough money. This is likely to continue with the new programme, which is yet to be approved by Brussels.
Yes, I think money will always be a problem in these, and I think there'll be further pressure on the budget, because even though a deal has been done, it's ultimately a bit of a reduced figure, less coming from Brussels, less likely to come from the executive here. But whatever details are eventually agreed, leader programmes will be part of the future plans, since they are viewed by Brussels is the best way to ensure that plans do fit with the priorities of people that live in rural areas.
There was applications for four times the amount of money available, so I think there was in the region of £336 million requested for an £83 million budget. So the demand was there. Certainly there is a strong commitment to the LEADER approach. LEADER is an integral part of the Rural Development Programme. It's set out in the European regulations. So we are sure that LEADER will play a vital role moving forward.